Good morning.
Good morning.
I arrived at past midnight last night, got to bed at 1 something, and then I laid there thinking, oh, I should put something on PowerPoint for this morning. So I got up and I tried to do something, and I gave up. So I did it on the way to church this morning when the sun was not in the shining wrong on the computer. Last night, I arrived from Myanmar. I'm going to start there because it was the last place. It's going to be my last slide, but I'll start there. We had 30 students. This is a big class for instructors of teachers. Now, can you hear me better? And 10 staff teaching these 30 staff. That's 40 people in Myanmar. And they have about 60 workers in Myanmar. Now, years and years ago, no one could get into Myanmar. No one could get out of Myanmar. But God, in his providence, got a young lady out, and she went to Hong Kong, took CMI, the Children's Ministries Institute, went back. And there was a lady named Auntie Bahan, and she was she'd been married to a man in government, and he was with the Lord, so I never met him. But she had a burden for CEF. And that's how it began. Many years ago, the workers are 30, 40 years in ministry, but they just keep growing and growing and growing. What a delightful joy to see what God is doing in the land of Myanmar. When I was leaving, I was flying on China Southern. I've never come over the ocean on a Chinese airline. Last night, I came over the ocean on a Chinese airline. Had to stop in Guangzhou. Oh, it was so cold. I just nearly died in the airport. They had air conditioning on, and I just was nearly freezing. But anyway, when I got on the plane, I was surprised. First time I've been on the big, big plane. Double stories. Oops, I just did something. I talk with my hands. So there were 69 rows. I hadn't quite figured out how. I wondered when they had us, how they had us lined up to go on. It was very different from usual. And I was in row 59, and there were 69 rows, and there were 10 seats across. So that means there was at least 790 people on that airplane. That's a lot of 690 people on that airplane. Plus all of the people that work on the airplane. So quite an experience. Then when I got on the plane in Los Angeles, two lady pilots. First time I've been on a plane with two lady pilots. The reason I know is because they were all late. Everybody for the plane. They had flown in. They had flown in on another plane, evidently, in that team. So we had to wait until they got from that gate, wherever they came in, to our gate, wherever we needed to leave. But it was a good flight. So all the way home, I had good flight. It's a long trip. Right now in Myanmar, it is tomorrow. I left Saturday morning. I had two Saturday nights. Always nice to have two Saturday nights to sleep. But just not enough sleep. I'm dressed as Papua New Guinea today. This is a bilum. They wear them on their heads. You can see this little child has a bilum. And then you can see this lady in this corner. Is there a pointer thing on here? This one points? Aha. This is a bilum. See that? And see where it is? It's on her head. And that's all. She's coming to the market. And that's all the things she's going to sell in the market. This is the way they cook their food. This is the meal we had from this. These are some children I taught for Christmas Sunday last year. Can't see them all because there were so many. So that's just part of them. And then one day I was sitting and looking so beautiful in Papua New Guinea. And I said, what's that? And I saw this cross. And so I went to investigate, and it's a spider's web. I was going to look up the name of the spider again. I've forgotten. It's Saint something, they call it. Saint something. Now, when you look at this spider, it looks like it only has four legs. See those legs? But there are eight legs. Two sit on top of each other. It was one of the most amazing things I have seen. That's a spider web. Have you ever seen a spider web in the shape of a cross? There you go. There it is. All right. Now which one do I push? This one maybe. Nope, not that one. Oh, this one. Aha. This is the other half of the island of Papua New Guinea. This is Papua. And I went to Jayapura, Papua, from Fiji this year. And I thought, oh, I'm so close. They wanted me to come. I thought, I'm so close, I can go. But the plane doesn't fly from Papua New Guinea to Papua. I had to go from Fiji to Singapore to Jakarta to Makassar to Timiku. And then I finally landed in Jayapura, 30 hours. It was a long trip. I probably was busier than I've ever been in that week I was there. Spoke in church one Sunday. We went to 5 schools. This is the first school. Whoops, wrong button. This one. Went to school. This is 450 children. We're having an assembly for them. And there's no room big enough for all the children. So they're all standing in the sunshine. When I gave the invitation, almost all of them responded, even the principal. He was standing next to me, and I heard him pray to believe in Jesus. When we finished, he said to the students, because he had to dismiss them, he said, today we've received 2 gifts. The greatest is the gift of Jesus and salvation. And there were Muslim teachers. There were Muslim children all there, all together. I don't think you can see any in that picture. And then he said, the second gift is they brought us a treat. But the greatest gift is the Lord Jesus. So it was amazing. We went to another school the next day, 300 plus children. Then the third day, we went to a school, and as we were leaving, Tuesday we went to this school. Wednesday, Thursday morning we were leaving for the school. They called, the principal called and said, don't come, it's raining. Because all the children come by boat. They're going home from school. They're waiting for their school bus, a boat. See all those children? But we said, well, come anyway, we're on the way. And when we got there, 38 children. It was a smaller school, but we had 38 children. And it was just a glorious week, just a pot of their food so you can see a little bit. This is a beautiful view. It's a beautiful place. But this is Papua New Guinea back here. So that's how close I was to Papua New Guinea. But it took me 30 hours to get there from Fiji. But it was a glorious week. It was so exciting, all the things that God was doing. This is Solomon Islands. This was last year, November. Sunsets. Glorious, beautiful, seaside, beautiful, students, institute, mostly men. In Solomon Islands, it's lots of men, so mostly men. Food, slippery cabbage, that's their main food, slippery cabbage with some tuna and mackerel. And the national director there just died from gout a year ago. And last year, I got the gout because tuna and mackerel are not good. They're high in uric acid. And this is the students. This is the newest little CF worker there. The daughter of the son of the director who just is in heaven now. And this is little Janice. This is little Janice. And this is Big Janice. What a treat to be have a little child named after me. This is Fiji. We had CMI there this year. And I put this one in because I want you to see. First of all, Indian, Fijian, half-half. But this is our CMI class. Now, there's a man standing right there. You can't see him because he's in front of the black. He's from Solomon Islands. All these people came from all the islands. This was an island CMI. It was not Fiji CMI. So let me just tell you, Solomon Islands, Kiribati, Vanuatu, Tuvalu, Solomon Islands. I can't see this morning. Nauru, Fiji, Nauru, Korean, but she's a missionary there. Nauru, this is an American missionary in Tasmania, Australia, Samoa, and Papua New Guinea. All of them gathered together. Is that exciting? Such an exciting place. And then, this is where I've just come from, Myanmar. Last week, just as we were leaving class, it poured rain. Now, in Myanmar, it's very interesting because this is what you see. These are little children being trained to be monks. The ones in pink are girls. The ones in brown and orange are little boys. These are orphans. When the big typhoon went through a few years ago, and they were left as orphans. And what do you do with orphans? Well, you put them in the temple so the monks can raise them, and then they become Buddhist monks. And we all got caught in the rain. There they are. The clothing, very beautiful. These are called longjis. And this was our class of 30 students. God is so good. Now, when I go there, I get a new Bible cover. So I have a brand new Bible cover because my Bible's in tatters and pieces. And I had this on when I came, but this is a shawl from one of the tribes, one of the northern tribes. And since I don't have winter clothes, I thought this will keep me warm if it's really cold, because I wanted to come dressed in this is called a Mary blouse from Papua New Guinea, and this is the Bilu. So if you want to look at any of those pictures closer, I have flashcards in my bag, and God has been good. It's been a very busy year, but next year is going to be busier. I leave January 3rd, and the reason I leave the 3rd is because on the 2nd I have an appointment with the facial reconstruction doctor that worked on my nose. I have to go back and see him. And so I have to leave on the 3rd, and I will not finish until this time next year. So it's going to be constant teaching. And these last 4 weeks, my body has gotten stiffer and stiffer. But you know, God is so good. Saturday morning, I woke up, jumped out of bed like I was 20 years old, not a pain in my body. I said, thank you, Lord. And when I got off the plane after the long trip in Los Angeles, no pain. God is so good. Just my elbow from pulling my suitcase. But God is good. Thank you for your prayers. I just can't begin to tell you how much God is doing in Asia Pacific. So many people being trained and so many children being reached. And it's just a joy to be part of the workers there. You've seen just a little taste of I was really taking you to the Pacific, but then I wanted to I'm not even 24 hours in the state yet, so my mind is flickering in and out, I think. I don't know what I was going to tell you. Never mind. You just pray for me. Pray for the workers there. It will be a good year. I'm starting in Australia, and it's a long trip back over the ocean. That's why I have to leave on the 3rd. So just continue to pray. Pray for the workers. Pray for the co-worker that I have now, Chona. I'm preparing her to take over my place, because someday I will not be moving from place to place. I will be staying in one place, maybe. But God is good. Thank you for your part. Without you here, I could not do there what I am doing and what God is doing by your help. So thank you very much. Merry Christmas.